Don't just go through life, grow through it. Hi, and welcome to the Grow Through It podcast with Fee Deng. My name is Fee, and I am a human design life coach known as the Positivity Queen, and author of The Great Unlearning, Awakening to Living an Aligned and Authentic Life. Join me as I discuss all things mindset, self-love, energy, and purpose, which are the four pillars of my Soul Revolution coaching methodology. This podcast won't just inspire and motivate, it will also provide practical tips and strategies you can implement in your daily life. Ready to grow? Let's grow. Hello, beautiful soul. How is your heart? How is your soul going today? I've just come back from some time in India and Vietnam, which I'm still processing, and woo, we're in the thick of some astrological air, aren't we? It's all been leading up to here. We are officially in the astrological new year, which begins with the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, that happened a few days ago on March 19th. Personally, returning home with this eclipse energy, I've been sleeping and napping more than ever. It feels like a big detox and purge, feeling more tired and sick than usual. Also, a lot of vivid dreams, random downloads during meditation, and not necessarily making sense right now in this moment. So if you're kind of having the same experience, I really recommend writing it down because it may make sense later. And this sense of feeling more inward, introverted, and hermiting more than usual. So what's going on? We happen to be in the middle of a cycle of Aries Libra eclipses that started last year in April around the 21st and will end next year at the end of March 2025. Last year, it was one foot in the old, one foot in the new, with a series of Taurus and Scorpio. But this year, in 2024, we are all in on Aries and Libra, focusing on the push-pull tension of independence and autonomy versus in relationship and connection. Eclipses come in opposing pairs, sister signs, and each pairing happens every 18 years. The last time the Aries and Libra pairing occurred was between 2004 to 2006, so it may be worth reflecting what happened for you then. There's no denying eclipse season is intense, as the energy supercharges the full moon and the new moon by tenfold. Remember, intense doesn't mean bad. Bursts of intensity can be helpful, and I'm sure that's something Aries teaches us. Over the next 2 weeks, there's so much growth, change, and transformation that can occur. And it all starts on March 25th with the full moon Libra lunar eclipse, bringing into play Librian areas of life, relationships, balance. Before the solar eclipse in Aries, bringing new beginnings, the lunar eclipse can often bring endings and a magnitude of emotions. The lunar aspect, being the moon, signals and indicates our inner realm and rules over our emotions, internal motivations, and the feminine aspects of who we are. PSA, with these feminine energies, at times during this eclipse season, it can involve a female in our lives, whether that's a mother, sister, cousin, friend, a boss, and so forth. The eclipse moon is different to the full moon in that it brings out the shadow, because the Earth's shadow falls on the face of the moon. So what can emerge is more information, insights, revelations, as well as resurface shadow aspects that previously have been blocked, hidden, or unseen. Simply put, dredged up stuff that you've not been aware of or ignoring really. And at this time, the veil is thin between past, present, and future. So it's a beautiful time to go more inwards and receive information and downloads, such as through meditation or any practices that help you to go within. In particular, this eclipse hones in on relationships, platonic, professional, and romantic, with Venus conjunct Saturn also playing into this. Venus rules Libra and represents relationships. When we introduce Saturn into the realm of relationships, this is about discipline and reality checks. Saturn can also cause a slowdown or delay, foregoing instant gratification and leaning more into the long-term, aligned, practical, and a test of commitment. When we factor in what this full moon brings, it's karmic destiny energy, and it represents letting go of what no longer serves, what we've outgrown, and what we need to leave behind in order to move forward. People that often enter or exit during these periods can often feel karmic too. This is a clearing of past karma in play. Thus, prepare yourself for what can be seen as a cosmic clearing and course corrections. This is against the backdrop of Pisces planetary positions, which can be dreamy, moody, but ultimately spiritual. Not only that, off the back of Pisces season, it was a time that really taught us about letting go, surrender, and trusting in higher frequencies meant for us. So here are some journaling prompts that can help you through this eclipse season, in particular, who or what are the most important relationships in your life? What relationships are you holding on to that no longer serve you and have run their course? Where are you stuck in those relationships out of guilt, obligation, fear, or comfort? Are there any current dynamics at play in relationships that don't serve you? Any patterns or repetitions that you can see emerging? Examples being people-pleasing, avoidance, triggers, lack of boundaries, holding back the truth, seeking validation and approval. Do you feel that your current relationships are fair and balanced? Are you seeing relationships for what they are, or perhaps being blinded by idealization or ignorance? What has been holding you back in relationships? What don't you like about the way you behave in relationships? The shadow aspect of self. What role does feminine energy play in your relationships? Where in your relationships perhaps healing and forgiveness need to take place? Which relationships in your life are cultivating greater spiritual growth and evolution for you? What situations call for more harmony? Is there any person that comes to mind repeatedly during this time period, which may be a sign of unresolved karma? Reflect back to the solar eclipse of October 14th, 2023 last year as a starting point to this full moon where the new moon was in Libra. Things may be circling back or coming to a full circle moment here. The prelude to that was the whole eclipse series began around July 2023 last year. Thus, the final journaling prompt is, how have your relationships changed since mid-October last year? Eclipses have this funny way of speeding up and changing timelines. It can feel as though life has sudden, unexpected, rapid, and abrupt changes that unfold with great speed or momentum out of nowhere. Given eclipses have such great energy and power, the universe can really force us to change and move if we have been stuck, stagnant, or caught in old cycles. The pressure is turned up. Lunar eclipse season is a time to lay low and lather on self-care, slowing down, grounding, resting, naps, saltwater baths, being gentler, reflecting, meditating, and journaling can be helpful. Unexpected things can pop up, so create more space in your calendar and schedule. Take into account that it may take more time than usual to complete big projects. Letting go practices such as letter writing, burning what no longer serves you, decluttering, cleansing spaces can also be beneficial. Wishing you a powerful release with this eclipse season, beautiful soul. Until next time, love and positivity. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, beautiful soul. And if you're interested in working with me, I offer one-to-one coaching as well as human design readings. For more information, visit my website, feedang.com, or message me on Instagram at TheFeedDang. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, beautiful soul.